I'm Konstantin Gertschitsch, industrial designer. My studio is based in Munich in the south of Germany. I work in design since almost 20 years. In June this year, 2009, the Serpentine Gallery in London asked me to start working on a project for an exhibition about design at the Serpentine Gallery. The project is called Design Real. It shows a selection of 43 products made by industry today, more or less. Things that are in production and things that are of very, very different kind, but somehow relevant and significant to our lives. In the show, I wanted to create a larger picture of what products are, and in a way explain a little bit the complexity of our world of products. So it's the bird's eye view on everything that that industry is creating products, and that's the domestic product, let's say. But in order to make that, you have other products, a machine, a robot. In order to ship the product from factory to warehouse, you have trucks or trains, containers. In order to package the product, you have the packaging as a product, and so on. And the diversity of products I'm showing here tries to speak about all of these aspects. So some of the products are more closer to our lives. They may be things we actually live with, domestic products. But others are part of that kind of the chain, or they are related to it because they are part of how these things are made, or they are the products that transported them to my house. And I think that's a fascinating point of view and a relevant one for understanding the complexity of industry and for its knowledge, I think, which is important in order to find better solutions, but also to feel more comfortable about our environment. Curating the show, I was very conscious that my selection should not create any kind of classification or dogma about what design is. I don't want to... Well, I'm talking about design in the exhibition. I'm giving examples. I want to show the beauty, the complexity, the diversity of what design is and where we find design and where industry produces these objects. But I never want to say this is good design, which means it excludes all the other things which I would indirectly say is not good design. So there are really diverse things, and the diversity would be that I include a pair of shoes designed by Zaha Hadid next to a flight container designed by, well, we don't know, a very anonymous product. I'm showing very technical, engineered things next to maybe very basic products. I'm showing things which you do know and you recognize, and I'm showing you things which you may have never seen close up. I should point out also that design, of course, is about aesthetics and form and material qualities, even signature and style. And I think that even in that respect, the exhibition shows very different possibilities and interpretations. It's not saying that only the simple things are right. There are some very complicated forms next to extremely simple forms. There are very expensive moldings next to basic, low-tech products. There are the signature pieces next to anonymous. There are expensive things next to cheap, and there are those which are made in very high volume next to pieces that are made industrially by an industry that is so specialized that they'd only make 50 or 100 a year. I don't think there is a favorite object in the exhibition, and I think it's, in fact, for me, the exhibition works exactly on this number of 43 things together and kind of their relationship, and only the 43 things that are so different in their material, their form, their what they do, where they come from, and their kind of significance to our lives, that creates the picture that I was interested in. I like every single piece, but it's not that I want to have any one of them stand out and be more significant than others. It's like a football team. You have key players, but you have to have all 11, and each one has a role in the team for the game, and well, in terms of the exhibition for the message. So I think they're very strong pieces, but maybe they're strong because they are more unusual. The Serpentine Gallery is a museum. It is an art space, and showing design in such a context means a certain form of liberty, the liberty to show them less educational. I don't need to do a real design show, a design show like a design museum. A design museum would show a product, and next to the product, a board of text that says what it is, why it is, how it's made, and so on. I think the art space, in a way, the fine arts, is displayed in another way, leaving away comment and exposing things in, you know, much more open to interpretation. And I think this is a beautiful form of viewing things. So you're actually looking at something rather than being told what you're looking at and why you're looking at it. So I'm in one part of the exhibition here. I'm putting the objects on plinths, so I'm hanging them on the wall. I'm treating them really like objects, like sculptures, pieces of art, and I'm leaving them completely uncommented, celebrating their creation, their beauty, and that means that the visitor is really encouraged to see them, to look at them. Taking away the information about what this really is, how it's made, where it comes from, what it does, leaving it away altogether would be too simple. I'm not saying that these things are sculptures. Just for a moment, I want to celebrate that. Simply, I wanted to separate the information from them. The information, the stories about the products are in a different space in this exhibition, in fact, in the central space. And it was important for me to provide the information, but separate the information from the product. So with alongside the, or as part of the whole project, the choice of objects, the design of the exhibition, we've actually created a website, which is a database, something like a Wikipedia, a vessel of information, a repository of information about each single one of these objects. Information which starts with a direct, you know, the most direct type of information, what it is, how it is made, who designed it, what it is for. But then this information goes into more lateral thinking, what this relates to, maybe where it comes from, other things that relate to it, and so on. And I think this is a very, should be part of our culture to see products that way, or to see that, to understand the world that way, that everything relates to everything, and there are much broader stories behind the products, and relevant stories, significant stories that kind of decode the complexity of our environment. The initial idea of the exhibition project, exhibition and website. Of course, an exhibition then needs to find a form of how do you display a website, and I feel that just putting out computers is not going to work. People don't want to sit in front of a computer in an exhibition. An exhibition is more an experience of viewing things, and in a way, I think it's more passive than active. I don't want to force people going onto a computer. So from an initial concept maybe of having computers in the exhibition, we changed to just creating a space, the central space of the exhibition, which provides seating so people can sit down, which means they stay there. The tour of the exhibition becomes slower. They go into that central space, they may stay and go back into the exhibition. And while they stay, they will have will be exposed to projections, extracts from the website, just text, no images, things to read that suggest something that they may have seen in the exhibition, or quotes that make them think of, again, something else that will relate back to the things that they've seen in the exhibition. So it's a very, it's the central space. It's about information, but it's about suggestion. A word only, the word chair is a suggestion. Then you start to, I mean, reading that word, you think of something, maybe of the particular chair that you feel is the chair, or the chair that you've just seen in the exhibition, or the way a chair made of is made, produced, and so on. We have a feature in the central space that shows the website. It's not an online device. It's a kind of simplified website on an Amazon Kindle, so people have an opportunity to navigate through the full length of the website, but just to invite or to tease that there is this website, and to show, look, this is the kind of material you would find there. Being a designer means that naturally you think about design all the time, not only your own projects, but all the things that are going on around you. And from my own working experience, of course, I've seen behind the facade of, you know, I've seen the factory floor, I've seen the warehouses, I have some understanding of the logistics, of the difficulties, the constraints, but also the where the opportunities are in industry. And I find that extremely fascinating. So the invitation to curate such a show is an invitation to, first of all, to myself, to expand on this, my own knowledge about this, and to formulate a kind of my own statement or my own point of view. Of all these things that I know, what do I feel is really significant, and how can I tell that story in form of an exhibition? And I think exhibitions are a beautiful form of communication. They're really about experience. I mean, it's incredible to show some of these things in real, in front of you, just their impact, their physical impact, things that you may have never seen. But even a chair that you know, seen in the context of such a show, just makes it look different, or you view it in a different way.